What if the very thing holding you back isn't your circumstances, your past, or your limitations, but the comfortable lie you've been telling yourself about who you are? David Goggins sat among decorated veterans receiving a prestigious award, but instead of pride, he felt confusion. How did a 300-pound exterminator making $1,000 a month transform into this person? The answer lies in a brutal truth most people never confront. We're all carrying around a version of ourselves we refuse to kill. That scared, lazy, broken person isn't your past. It's your present, waiting for the moment you stop fighting to reclaim control. Goggins' journey from abused child to elite endurance athlete isn't about becoming superhuman. It's about refusing to let your worst self win. Every day, he pictures his former 300-pound self smiling and taunting, "I'm still here. I am who you really are." The question isn't whether that voice exists in you too, it's whether you'll finally do something about it. At 24, Goggins confronted his abusive father at a Buffalo roller rink. When the bass dropped, his childhood nightmare returned. The terrified first grader, his mother's fear, their cramped existence. His drunken father only insulted his family at Denny's, confirming everything while offering nothing. This trip sparked a realization. He'd been drowning in distracting injuries, childhood abuse, neglect, racism, while ignoring problems he could actually solve. Like a skydiver fixated on a tangled parachute while ignoring the altimeter, he was burning precious time instead of cutting away dead weight. Most people get trapped here, using sad stories as excuses while waiting for apologies that will never come. Goggins stopped waiting and built his mental lab, a methodology for analyzing impulses and insecurities without shame. He created a savage alter ego named Goggins who refused to quit, while David remained the scared kid. This lab runs on mining negativity and transforming it into fuel. When haters attacked, he converted their words into workout motivation. When too tired to run, he recorded his pathetic excuses and played them back. The sound got him off the couch immediately. Winners view everything as harvestable energy, discarding nothing. Dreams die in moments, not days. Training for the Leadville 100-mile ultramarathon, Goggins ran 15 to 25 miles daily in 90-degree heat with 85% humidity, deliberately dehydrating himself in conditions others avoided. Greatness lives where comfort dies. During his second hell week, the first ocean wave crashed over him. In that flash, a thought emerged. "I don't really want to be a Navy SEAL." That single second could have derailed everything. Instead, he forced himself to breathe deeply, visualize the lifelong consequences of quitting, and consciously recommit. This is the one-second decision, the moment separating those who quit from those who conquer. When bullets fly in combat, the most effective person takes a knee, creating crucial space to breathe through panic and regain control. When life's challenges grip you, do the same. Literally or metaphorically, take a knee, breathe deliberately, and visualize your future. What are the real consequences if you fold now? This must happen within seconds. The one-second decision is a perishable skill, demanding constant practice through regular exposure to challenging situations. As a failing teenager, Goggins returned to his grandfather, Sergeant Jack, for discipline. Life meant 0530 wake-ups and 10 daily chores, sweeping porches, raking leaves in perfect grids, pulling weeds from gravel. He initially rebelled with half-assed work. Sergeant Jack's only feedback, a nod or head shake, meaning try again. 6 months in, something shifted. Goggins woke promptly and obsessed over details. Unexpected pride emerged. Streaks on glass bothered him. While his cousin received affection and gifts at Christmas, Goggins got a monogrammed lawnmower. "Merry Christmas," Sergeant Jack grinned. What seemed cruel was preparation. Discipline is the skeleton key past all gatekeepers. It's easy to be great nowadays because everyone chases efficiency, maximum results with minimum effort. But discipline builds mental endurance because when effort becomes your priority, you stop expecting everything to be enjoyable. As Sergeant Jack aged, Goggins learned to hold himself accountable, waking before his grandfather and handling tasks before being asked. What was once a burden became inner drive. When he needed to lose 100 pounds to become a SEAL, he knew exactly what to do. Become a disciple of discipline again. Small minds kill big dreams. When selecting his crew for races, Goggins doesn't look for elite runners, but individuals with a foxhole mentality, people who understand his mindset and make his success their priority. Your foxhole is your inner circle, and you must carefully choose who you invite in, because the wrong people will steer you away from your potential when things get tough. You need people who shake you awake when you hit snooze, who remind you of progress when you complain, who stay up late helping you study. Most people default to old cronies and relatives without a selection process. But not everyone who's been in your life a long time is looking out for your best interests. As you evolve, not everyone will support you. Some prefer you stay the same because your growth threatens them or highlights their complacency. When Goggins decided to become a SEAL, only his mom fully supported him. When you change, your inner circle must evolve with you, or you risk halting your own growth. Sometimes you must turn your foxhole into a one-man fighting position. When Goggins considered re-enlisting at 44, his wife Kish became foxhole qualified, blocking off fire season and supporting his priorities without question. She understands that money and fame leave him empty compared to pursuing what fulfills him. Keep doubters at arm's length and ensure those in your inner circle accept who you're becoming, not who you were. 5 days before the Moab 240, doctors drained a baseball-sized cyst behind Goggins' knee. By mile 130, his partially dislocated ankle threatened to rupture. His crew member Casey scraped the swollen tendon with a blunt metal instrument while Goggins howled with laughter. He was the only person stupid enough to think running 240 miles was fun. Humor reawakened his savage spirit. Despite being 4 hours behind with a disintegrating body, his alter ego took over. He finished in 62 hours, 21 minutes, 29, 90 minutes behind the winner, then dropped for 25 push-ups. His hunger never stopped. He signed up for the JFK 50 mile, paced Casey through his first ultra, then tackled the Across Florida 200, a self-supported 200-mile crossing nobody had completed. For 2.5 days, he navigated swampy forests filled with vipers, bears, and gators, becoming the first finisher. At 45, he was in the best shape of his life. Watching elite athletes, he realized most were fairly common, while he aspired to be uncommon, to inspire through extraordinary example. The most powerful leaders work in the shadows, influencing through self-leadership. Years later, pursuing his dream of becoming a smoke jumper at 47, he competed against men in their 20s, 9 months from knee surgery with a metal plate in his leg. Nothing in his life happened on the first try. 3 attempts at SEAL training, 5 at the ASVAB. But failure has been neutralized. When he sets unreasonable goals and falls short, it's simply another attempt. That's what belief does. It removes failure from the equation. The journey is never finished because there's always another horizon. The monster you've been running from is you, and the only way forward is to finally turn around and fight. Your move.